Shalom Aleichem, everyone. In today's shiur, we will discuss another halacha that relates to things we need to do and ways we need to be careful when dealing with produce that has kedusha from Shemitah, or what we call kedushas shviis. When a fruit or a vegetable or grain has kedushas shviis, and I'll say parenthetically, we will discuss, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, in future shiurim, how and when that happens, how a fruit gets kedushas shviis, what fruits, what vegetables, what grains have kedushas shviis. But for now, if produce has kedushas shviis, it is forbidden, it is usur to do business with that produce, to trade in that produce in the usual way. It means buying and selling large quantities. You can't buy and sell produce that's sold wholesale. You can't buy produce in order to resell it, etc. And there's a couple of reasons for the iser against buying and selling produce that has kedusha shviis. First of all, produce that has kedusha is meant to be eaten. It's not meant to be bought. It's not meant to be sold like it is during the other years. Buying and selling produce with kedusha shviis is an expression of not treating sanctified produce properly. That's one reason. In addition, when you do buy produce that has kedusha, that money that you use to buy and sell that produce has kedusha itself, and that money may not be used improperly. The fear is that if you buy and if you sell produce that has kedusha, that money, which now also has kedusha, that money may not be treated in the right way by accident. And we'll discuss the issues of money in the next shiur. So there is an iser against buying and selling produce with kedushas shviis in the usual manner. And that's going to be very, very relevant when in future shiurim we talk about how we, the consumers, are supposed to buy our fruits and vegetables and grains in a Shemitah year. If it's usur to buy produce that has kedusha, how can any of us get produce during the Shemitah year? It's a question that we're going to spend a lot of time on, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, in future shiurim. But before we get there, there are a few practical ramifications, practical applications for the consumer regarding this prohibition. We'll discuss one practical application in this year, and God willing, we'll discuss another application in the next year. This Isser in general, is mostly an issue for the farmer or for the store owner more than it is for the buyer, for the consumer. But there are certainly applications for the consumer, and as I said, we'll discuss one of those issues in this year and one of those issues, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next year. One practical application for us, for the consumers, is that it is usur to weigh and measure produce that has kedushas shviis. That's what farmers do. That's what's done in the food industry. They need to measure their produce. They need to weigh their produce. They need to count their produce. So since that's what they do on a regular basis, it is usur to weigh, it's usur to count, it's usur to measure any produce that has kedusha. However, and this is critical, however, this halacha, is that the iser to weigh or count or measure produce only applies if you plan on selling that produce. That is what farmers, and that's what produce businesses do. They count and they measure in order to sell. But if you are preparing a recipe at home for food that you will eat, not sell, but for food that you will eat or feed your family, if you are preparing a recipe like that, and the recipe includes produce that has kedusha, you are allowed to weigh it or measure it or count it. So this is all one practical application that, again, doesn't apply to most of us when it comes to treating produce that has kedusha, but still it's important to know. There are indeed ways to buy produce that has kedusha and sell produce that has kedusha, and we will discuss those ways, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, next time. In the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.